Meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any changes to the agenda?
There are none, thank you.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
How do you like the sound of this new system we've got here?
A little bit of echo.
Scary. All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the April 20th, 2023 meeting. Mr. Whitehouse, any changes, revisions?
No, unless the commission had any, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from April 20th as submitted.
And I second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 20th, 2023 meeting as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, carried, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. This is your opportunity to take 3 minutes and come up here and talk to us about anything you would like to talk about, provided that it is related to something that we actually have something to do with, and that it is not related to any specific application, because we're going to get to those later. So, that being said, is there anyone who would like to make a public comment? Yes, sir, come on up.
Michael Volk, 29153, Abigail Adams Drive, Millsboro. I moved to Sussex County from Pennsylvania 5 months ago. I served as a township commissioner in a township with 21,000 citizens before moving. I ensured that public safety was given paramount priority to protect our citizens. I was responsible for land use policy, zoning ordinances, and land development application decisions.
Sir, can I ask you, we just got a new sound system. Can you push the button on that microphone?
I need to tell people to do
that. Yeah.
Okay.
Or Ashley can help you.
Just the one that looks like it's speaking?
The one, yeah, so it should turn red. There you go.
There we go.
All right, that's good. So the virtual world can hear me now. All right. Michael Wolf, 29153, Abigail Adams Drive, Millsboro. I moved to Sussex County from Pennsylvania 5 months ago. I served as a township commissioner in a township with 21,000 citizens before moving. I ensured that public safety was given paramount priority to protect our citizens. I was responsible for governing land use policy, zoning ordinances, and land development application decisions. I interfaced with Pennsylvania Department of Transportation regarding traffic impact studies. My experience is admittedly different in a Commonwealth state, and I'm still learning how things get done in Delaware and Sussex County. As such, I have great appreciation and respect for you and your challenging role in governing Sussex County land use while also ensuring public safety. Sussex County has an extraordinary amount of new development, which is bound to continue. This incredibly large amount of development is turning small rural roads into major thoroughfares. Robinsonville Road is just one example, with massive development on one road. Proactive action to install road improvements and traffic controls are required to protect public safety. As the Planning and Zoning Commission and DLDOT continue to work together to improve public safety, the focus needs to shift from individual assessments of individual developments to the cumulative impact of traffic from all developments in a close proximity. Individual developments may have a minor impact, but the cumulative impact of several developments clustered in a small geographic area have a major multiplicative impact. Individual developments may not require a traffic impact study, but several cumulative developments surely require a traffic impact study to proactively determine what road improvements and traffic controls are required. I encourage this commission to review the TIS decision process and criteria with DLDOT. This joint planning and zoning and DLDOT review should evaluate whether the current planning and zoning and DLDOT ordinances, regulations, codes, and memo of understanding include an effective process and strong enough criteria to assess the cumulative impact of the multitude of developments that are approved. Proactive decisions and actions are required to make road improvements to ensure that public safety is protected. Thank you for considering my recommendation, and I hope you find it to be valuable. Thanks.
All right, sir, we thank you, sir. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else like to speak during the public comment period? Operators, anyone standing by electronically who might like to speak?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right, we thank you very much. That concludes our public comment period. Moving on to other